Okay, if you had the choice to pick between having a lap pillow from your favorite waifu or having a chance to rewatch your favorite
I'm
anime,
taking
or
lap pillow, guy. There's no other freaking. Wait, what? Rewatch what?
rewatch your favorite anime for the first time again.
Lap pillow,
This is
guy.
straight up lap pillow. You just haven't even had a second
There's
chance
no
to think
time to
about
waste,
it.
guy. Lap pillow is the best thing. What the fuck do you want to do with
I mean,
rewatching
the experience, the thrill for the first time all over again.
anime? What's it? There are more experience to lap pillows than, well, watching an anime for the first time again. It's like, how do I put this? God, you get a lap pillow,
I
guy.
mean, why are you so obsessed with this
There's
lap
so much
pillow?
things we get to the lap pillow, guy.
I mean,
So
lap
much
pillow is just
stuff.
like it's like
There's
it's
smell.
one
There's
thing.
feel. There's real life lap pillow.
What's okay? Okay,
Not the
you're
fake
going
synthetic one, sure. But
maybe
yeah.
synthetic. What's where? What?
See, the way the world's going, we might end up having synthetically made anime girls very soon, you know. Very soon.
Actually, I feel like that is coming up real
Yeah,
soon.
it's the
Some
way things are going.
crazy news from Japan. Japan makes real life anime waifu or something like that.
I feel like they're already working on that. So just waiting to
It's
start
already in the works, guy.
dropping the prototypes here and there, you know.
I mean, if there's already a Gundam mech, like a life-size mech, I saw it
Exactly.
one time. Like, God damn, why would they not make that?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of markets. There's
Actually,
too much markets,
too
guy.
much, too many people want
And more
that.
markets are
Like
coming
the
in.
way to sell, like straight up sell
It
fast.
first off starts off being cringe and weird. Well, later on, more people will be open up to the idea, and you know,
Actually,
it's become something quite general.
the market to be expanding.
Yeah. Oh, welcome, folks. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you just had like, was that how 1 minute of perverted talk?
Oh, no, perverted talk. That's a realist idea.
A manly talk.
And then it's
Yes.
invest for in future investments.
It's not a
Well,
future investment. This is
what?
future
What's
investments.
bullshit? Oh, welcome to a new episode. And I'm your host, Joseph. I'm my follower, my co-host.
Co-host,
And
the second, the host in disguise, let me just put it that way,
my
host in
alias.
disguise.
My alias. As you all know, I am talking
What?
to myself, and we are all in this delusion
You are
together.
completely different people, you cunt.
I find it hard to be able to distinguish between my two aliases. But don't worry, one day you'll be able to.
There's no way, no one's going to believe that. There's a clear difference between our voices
Okay,
for
okay.
sure.
Welcome to the
Maybe
last
someone
episode and the first
should have
episode
gotten
of the podcast for. Wait. Welcome to the last
2024.
episode of
Hold
20.
on, hold on, hold on. Well, this is the last episode of 2023 and the first episode of 2024. There we go.
That's what I was about to
Cleared.
say. I don't know why you're stressing
Cleared.
me. I
One
was
tap
literally
that
about to say
shit.
that. Yeah. Welcome to the last and first episode. It's a combined
It's really combined.
episode. You know?
I think I wasted enough time on that.
I'm trying to be clear what's how this episode is strategically placed. You know, when you plan things like this and you just see the
Bro,
perfect
like,
date to just drop it, you record at the ending of the year and drop at the beginning of the year, then bam,
nigga,
sales pitch.
60 or should I say 70% of this very podcast is not planned. It's not planned.
Vibes
What the?
are inshallah. Oh, there were a lot of good admins that came out 2023. Really, lots.
I mean, the whole year has gone by. It's hard to even keep track of what you've watched at
I
this
mean, at this
point.
point, Zev, I'm just I totally forgot there was a lot of things that came out that I've watched. When I just started trying writing them down, at least just gave a broad view of probably how many I've watched. Guy, I'm an addict though.
An addict, so what the hell? How are you?
Well, let's not say addict, but let's just say we actually watch a lot. If you try to like actually calm down and just think about how many anime you watch per month, going to up to 1 year, possibly the mangas you've also read. Bro, it's a lot, guy. But for mangas, I feel completely empty, like I've barely read much. But
What
when
if
I
you
did
actually want
come,
to go back to check it
I've
out?
finished like a lot this year. Like, I feel like a couple of one shots, couple of shots, shots.
Well, one shot, couple of short shots, couple of mid shots.
A lot of mid, a lot of mid. But anyway, 2023 animes, they've been fun, nonetheless.
Okay, fun. What kind of? Just straight up say fun. I mean, there has to be depth to that.
There's depth now, you know.
Just straight up summarize it to one word: fun.
It was fun.
Yes,
that's
fun.
The best way to put it, guy. There are too many things in different places going on that.
Yeah.
At certain points, that's where kind of weird. I had this ending region, December time, JJK being JJK.
I remember the beginning around January time when Villain Saga came out and I had no enemies or that's...
No, that wasn't the beginning. That was like around the middle part.
As you can see, I can't keep track about this shit anymore.
But yeah, the beginning parts, like around January time, I feel like that's when Boku no Hero came out.
Boku no Hero?
Yeah, the lack of gradients in the cloud colors. Yeah, that's what got everyone all hyped out.
Yeah.
Then some other stuff. I think Marshall, around that beginning time, came. I'm not sure. Oh. I feel like he came here. So,
he came early.
But a lot of things, around that time, things came out. Bungo Stray Dogs, yeah.
Yeah, it came out that. Was it January?
Beginning time, yeah.
Winter season.
Yeah, winter. They finished the first. They did two seasons, actually. They did one season ending of last year. Then
okay,
is that weird that would be now? I'm saying ending of last year when this episode
is last year, so now this...
So this ending of last year, so 2022, and then I made a new season 2023 in the beginning of 2023. But we're dropping this episode, all right,
shut the hell up, you're confusing everyone.
Okay,
yes, so it came out 2022 ending,
then new season came out 2023 beginning,
exactly.
I'm kind of stopped in the middle side there. Yeah, but there's one anime that came out from Netflix that I don't think anybody really gave a shit about it, but someone made me watch it and I kind of regretted it. High Card.
High Card.
Not that I regret it, that it's bad, but I'm like...
It was Netflix?
It was Netflix. I can't remember if there was a Japanese company that did it, but it was... Just there.
I still don't remember. I know I watched one episode one, then I was like, oh, this is not bad.
Not bad.
But I never got back to it.
Yeah, it was about cards and, well, cards.
I was about to say it's about poker, but no, it
exactly.
was not.
It was like cards.
Was it just one guy that could use card ability?
No, a couple of people had cards, special cards, that could do specific things. Yeah, and give them specific type of powers. I feel like that's the best way to summarize High Card.
I see.
Oh, and Gangsters Go Brr.
What the hell? Gangsters Go
Brr. I tried to steal the cards. I guess that was the best I could call with. People try to steal the cards. Cards give you powers. And
that was a very, very... I don't know, I'll say...
I am proving that I am able to summarize things in the best possible way. So you have to stick with me here.
It was... yes, sure. Best. Quote-unquote best. Sure. I mean, just make it sound bland and just boring. Mm-hmm. But seriously, the concept of cards and gangsters just seems so... I don't know.
Cliché.
Yes.
Very cliché. There's nothing else that was very outstanding about the show besides, the cards have weird, nice powers that are not so...
I mean, was the main character the guy with the gun?
Yeah, his card could help him bring out a revolver.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Next anime.
Tokyo Revengers was... I never watched it, but I keep on hearing his tales. Still meat.
His tales of it being meat.
Local paper says Tokyo Revengers meat. Nagatoro came out this year.
This year?
I swear. New season this year.
Nagatoro.
Because I'm telling you, a lot of things.
Okay, that was season two, huh?
The one thing that's just foreshadowed. The only things that will be in your head that actually dropped last year, 2023. It's just probably AOT, JJK, because it's still fresh in everyone's mind.
Fresh.
After all the, suffering. Hell's Paradise, possibly. Heavenly Delusions. What else? I feel like that's the most things that might be in people's head. Bleach. Yeah, Bleach.
Bleach, my main man. That guy came from nowhere. He came from the past and dropped in the present and made his presence present. Bleach, man. If you could rank anime of the year, like an award for anime of the year for like us in this region, because nigga, we don't have a Crunchyroll account. I think for me, my Bleach will be like that top three
for this whole
this year. Yes,
are you freaking sure, Bleach? Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's just run down the list of like among all the animes.
Oh, okay. Vinland Saga. Let's give it what.
But fuck, 200. We don't say
a whole I have no enemies getting 200.
I mean, I have no enemies. No one can be my enemy after saying that.
Alright then. Tokyo Revengers.
You know, Alvin, I was about to actually watch season 2 because I'm not current. Well, that's season 3 that came out.
See, I'm not even keeping track anymore. Whatever is dropping for Tokyo Revengers.
But yeah, Tokyo Revengers, I believe was season 1. So
yeah, Bogo Stray Dog season 4.
Mm. Oh my god. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold the phone. Let me think.
If this is how you're going to react to almost any anime guy, there's going to be a lot of reaction. Because Trigon Star P also came out.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Crap. I need to reskill my skilling.
There's no way you can put this in a very fair skill. There are too many things. And you now have to pick one for anime of the year, which is not going to be possible.
Yeah. Visual. That's going to be very hard. This year is hard for me. No, this year is very hard for me at this very point in time. Because how would I skill or rate Bleach, Trigon Stampede, and just say, wow.
Yeah.
Alright, just keep on going. Let's just see where this goes.
Damachi came out too this year.
Man, that one came.
This season of Damachi that came out is freaking slap. I don't even know what the animators or the story is cooking. Up to that extent, but it's just too
added the spice. He added that sweet Maggi into this thing. Added Maggi,
bro. It's like all the seasons together that you were watching that was somehow slow paced and just building up. Let's this season that didn't really like push the story far, but like, man, like there was a lot of little development.
There's all these kind of key minute details into the character development that just made it shine. Yeah.
Yeah, like, bro. Like
that season was
everyone brought their crazy best in fighting, in well.
Yeah, we didn't really see the menace of the menace, that bull Doris.
I feel like that's the person that they're about to show him in the next season or something.
That guy seems like he was vexed, man. Like when they cut off his arm and man,
part of his horn, I think.
Yeah, it's pissed off.
Yeah, Trigon Stampede.
God damn it, that thing was a banger, man. That thing came
Studio Orange came from a long way.
They after they finished sweet citrus on us.
After they finished with Beastars for a couple of, I don't know, like 1 year or 2 years since it stopped or they finished it, they just decided to take on Trigon and reimagined it a bit better, a bit not too futuristic, but
the CG went well. It was smooth,
Orange is
like
too good with CG, man. Too clean.
That CG too clean. Was CG.
There's no any other studio touching them in terms of CG.
Actually, I can't scratch the surface of Orange, man. That's citrus. They'll strike you with that citrus, man.
What's with this citrus talk?
The citrus guy. The citrus is sweet in my mouth, guy. I need orange right now, man. You need an orange drink. You know, so his sponsors could be what's called again?
Chivita,
yes. That's his sponsors, Chivita.
Been a while now, but anyway. Blue Lock.
This year keeps on giving.
Blue Lock. Oh, is it only Blue Lock as the anime? I mean, sports anime that came out this year. I can't remember any other sports anime.
Probably went underground or some under the radar guy. But I don't think I remember any other.
Okay. IQ dropped a trailer for next.
Trailer, not the whole scene.
Yeah. I was remember. I thought it came out eventually, but yeah, it was a trailer. But yeah, be like, see next year. This year is the year of Haikyuu, probably. Oh, no. Blue Lock is also dropping a movie. Both of them are dropping a movie.
Yeah, okay. Now we can properly rate them, actually. Which is better.
I've always rated them. Blue Lock was superior. Haikyuu was...
He just, just have to bluntly say it like that.
But for me, as honestly, Haikyuu was kind of
what you don't like. You don't like Hinata.
No,
you don't like. You don't like the orange haired boy.
It's not
that dreams and aspirations.
That's basically every Shonen protagonist. But yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what to say, bro. Haikyuu was is there's this thing in Haikyuu. I don't know whether it's not because it's not slow. It's not. There's no thrill.
What do you mean?
I feel thrill? Like I think it's thrill. I think that's it. I think there's no thrill enough in Haikyuu. You know, Blue Lock, you're seeing them trying to face this opponent, that opponent. This guy's adapting, this guy's doing this thing. Things are almost at the edge. Then someone just flips it over and just brings a whole new stadium to play on and different things just going on.
My guy goes soon.
then Kuroko no Basket is doing the same thing. Then Haikyuu is just like, I'm your rival.
You're my rival. Let's play.
And that's all. And they're just doing their volleyball stuff. It's nice. I mean, it's fun. It's good. But just
yes.
That it's the thrill that is missing that is making it less up there compared to the rest.
Haikyuu has thrill, actually. Some, at least, maybe not as much as the rest, but he has thrill.
He has thrill, yeah. I know, I felt it, I've watched it, but just that, it's not enough. I don't know whether it's thrill, but
I think it was, it's been a while since you watched it, that's why you're not feeling it like that.
He'd be like.
Guy.
But Haikyuu is good, don't get me wrong.
Yes, Haikyuu is good.
Golden Kamuy came out. The next season. I'm hearing the last season is coming out.
The last year.
Yeah. I don't know how far they have gone. I've seen the manga still having like a lot of chapters. But I feel like that's what I saw last season. I'm not this year.
So. Gas catch up now, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be that if you have all the episodes, you should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Then two main flops from Netflix came out this year.
Flops. Netflix and our flop streaks.
Way of the Household Husband. I don't know why they made season 2.
It came out this year.
Season 2 came out this year. They made the season 2 from after the season 1 of, well,
Manga Frames.
Exactly. Then the second one, that one about Zeus fighting Adam.
What's it called?
I can't remember the name actually, but that one too came out. They had a good first season, but I don't know what happened to them this season.
Yeah,
I really don't know whether it's Netflix that begins to pitching some very not so good ideas.
You see this? Let's make this move. But into the gutter.
They did movies. They carried frames. They just carried two. No, imagine this. What I saw a scene. I didn't even watch it, but I saw this scene. It was supposed to be Adam versus Zeus. Yeah, literally that fight.
Mm-hmm.
They showed Zeus. It's just like it's a still picture. It's just like them flipping this page and that page. This page, this page, this page, this page, this page, that page, this page, that page. Just like that. For the whole fight. For a punching scene. Yeah.
What?
It was
why?
Bad. That's why no one ever speaks of such. It was. I don't know.
I think they got some ideas from Seven Deadly Sins. they got like this whole pitch, you know.
Started pitching the ideas. But bro, it was bad, actually. Very bad.
Wow.
To Your Insight, it actually came out too.
I'm
telling you, there's a lot of things that came out. I really can't remember.
To Your Insight,
I think there are three animes that really get you invested in their storytelling. And that's To Your Eternity, Mushoku Tensei, and now recently Free Rain. These three animes, they draw you in.
Okay.
They make you try to imagine and feel their worlds. Okay. It's like there's this thing in them. I
wonder whether it's their slow pace or their storytelling, but I think it's both.
It's slow pace storytelling and character writing.
Yes.
Character writing. Yeah, that should be right.
Mm.
It's just the way the characters are. There's some like Mushoku Tensei, for instance, now flawed characters trying to be better. To Your Eternity now. Characters are just doing their regular day-to-day life. Things happen, life happens. This basically To Your Eternity is all about death, basically.
Mm.
And Free Rain is all about, well, not exactly death too, but it doesn't focus more on death. It focuses more on how everything still progresses
exactly after death.
We're playing 5D chess, and all of you are just playing checkers.
Why are you playing checkers? We are playing 5D chess.
Oh man, Evangelion, the last movie came out this year, and man, watching every single one of them and just finally watching that last one this year after.
But yeah, I think that one came out very early this year.
Okay, that's true, man. I can remember that happening.
Like very quite, early, like January early. Time. Oh, yeah. Oh, last year. Yes, last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true, made that true. Mistake.
Yeah. Evangelion. It was a nice watch. All the movies together, then finally watching it. It barely explained shit, but yeah. I've concluded Evangelion.
After that scene of congratulations at the end of the series, I mean.
There's a whole new twist when you watch the whole movies together, though. The movies give a different type of direction. They kind of follow the series, but later on they start digressing and start following after some certain parts in the series where some bullshit.
It's just follow a different character, not Shinji alone.
They follow Shinji still, but they started focusing more on other characters and less on Shinji than more on the world, kind of.
The world.
They still didn't explain how everything just started in the world, bro. Their world is still as fucked up as it is, and well, I guess there's no changing that. Because they still do it as in, like, you get dropped in and everything and all that. But yeah. Evangelion has finished. And that's that.
I'm gonna get to watch that.
Eventually, Demon Slayer came out this year.
Why wouldn't it have come out this year? I mean,
sequel.
It did.
Sequel.
It had to.
What was this season about again?
Nezuko being able to walk under his son.
Oh, yes, that's true. There's been a whole
Salt
lot of
Sweet Village, yeah.
Basically that. There's been a whole lot of controversy concerning her being able to walk on his son conveniently.
Why?
Muzan has been looking for her to walk under his son for a long time.
She just ran in there. Like it's a
touching scene, mind you.
Does it make it matter? My nigga has been suffering for how many years? Decades, even.
I saw this theory about it, actually. They were like, the plants that Muzan actually needed to be able to walk under the sun was just growing literally in the backyard of them Tanjiro's. And the mom was always cooking soup with it. So it was already literally in Nezuko's body. So later on, she got immune to the sun.
Story of life, you know, life is never fair. When you're looking for something, it's just in some other random guy's backyard, and then he just steps on it.
And just take it for granted and just use it as
on it.
Regular bitter leaf for soup and stuff like that. Yeah, AOT came out. Two movies.
Of course he did.
First part and the last part.
The last. And then that touching ending of how he wraps everything up in one ball and just throws it at you and just hits your heart. AOT broke people.
It kind of did, but not really.
Yeah, to some extent. Just watching it all end. I mean, finally, it's ended.
Feels like the end of an era.
Actually, like just
that spanned for like how many years? Seven, five. Six?
A long time though, just a very long time.
I think season 1 and 2, you had to wait for like a whole year or 2 years.
Yeah, or 2 years. I think 2 years. Yeah, two years.
2 years for them to bring the next season. Former Pokemon started dropping constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was a good ending though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. They actually explained everything.
Yeah, better than the manga. I know some people say that it's like a bit less. The main reason why manga readers were actually making issues about the ending, then later on they did the ending and people were now like, so what is that, what you guys are complaining about, is that the manga really did not explain shit. From take it from me reading the manga, I read this manga, finished it, I was full with more questions than answers at the end. All I had in the end was Eren being a bird. and he killed 80% of the world population, blah blah blah, and that's how it ended. I'm like, what the why
fly, Eren, fly.
Then the anime came and they gave this back monologue story, explanation on why he actually did it and how it was inevitable even if he tried and stuff like that, blah blah blah. I don't know whether it's the manga I read, whether they were missing pages, but that made it more complete and just less ending in one spot and Eren just becoming a bird.
Spontaneous end.
Becoming a bird and reminding Mikasa to wear the scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how it felt for me. It felt way more better. then this anime about a dog came out this year.
Ah, that's anime.
There's also another anime that came out about a pig. I don't remember what it was about. I think the guy got turned to isekai.
Why are things turning into other things?
Vending machine also came out this year. The sword one also came out.
Yep, that was
so. Well, I think we're witnessing a new trend.
New trend in isekai, right?
People like, getting turned into things and animals, into new worlds, or the same world.
Actually,
basically.
Jeez, that's basically a hentai, dude. Straight up, man. I saw a video on that. Basically, a hentai, bro. No, nothing you can tell me. No way you can convince me not that it's not.
Oshinoko came out too. It was.
Oh, that's
all about idols and. Well, idols.
The touching story on how she. Got stabbed. Mm. The pain. I can feel it again. Why will you give a 1 hour episode? 1 hour first episode. Just introducing the character from the beginning, not really like birth or anything. Just how she's struggling in life, in her career. Then you just end the episode of one stray nigga from nowhere that just opens her door.
I doubt he was a dedicated fan.
Shoot the fuck, I don't care. I don't care he was a fan. I don't care he was a freaking billionaire guy. He came, he stabbed her, he ran away.
Did they end up getting him though?
No, they didn't. The boy was dead. That nigga was determined to find that guy, but I don't think he did.
Eventually. But anyway, but now the main story is all about the kids.
It pains me, man. It pains me.
But back to the main story. They are all about in the show business. Trying to act.
Oh,
and sing. And dance.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, yes. The boy is acting. The girl is trying to be like her mom. But the boy doesn't want her to be like the mom because... He got traumatized. We got traumatized, people. We got traumatized. Not just the kid.
More of you being traumatized than me. I just watched it and I was like, man, this is going to be a revenge story. But it didn't turn out to be that. It was a revenge story with show business in the mix.
I mean, that anime had like a lot of genres mixed into the mix. Like, it had isekai. It had drama. It had...
Did it? That isekai, reincarnation or isekai?
Reincarnation is basically isekai. You're getting reincarnated
in the same world.
Another body in the same world. Shut the hell up, isekai tactics.
Yeah,
Trokun was somewhere. He didn't have to be involved. He was somewhere.
Right. Yeah, isekai.
Behind the scenes, man.
Isekai, revenge story, what else?
Revenge story, had drama, had thrill.
What acting thrill? I couldn't get this role back. I have to do better in the next role. I couldn't dance this move, and now I have to spend like 5 hours extra in the night stretching and stuff to be able to pull off this move the next time I'm in stage with every other person.
That's the thrill. That's the.
That's what.
That's thrill, man.
Not
that's...
thrill. That's just.
That's engaging storyline. That's engaging storyline. You also had. Had a hint of action, you know.
What action? When
she nearly got stabbed, she was okay. That was not really.
But she nearly got stabbed, and she's still. Oh wow.
She got stabbed, though. Remember the scene of them rolling off a mountain, or that? Was that just me or different anime?
Probably you. Probably you adding all this mix into it.
He had a bit of psychological, you know, when the kid was trying to figure out who his dad was and things. Yes, he had a bit of everything.
I'll hold you on that.
Yeah, hold me on that.
A bit of psychological.
Like, the kid was smart. The guy, the boy, at least, was smart.
Are you trying to say the girl?
I never said anything like that. Hold on. Well, she wasn't blessed.
She wanted what the fuck am I saying? She wasn't the brightest egg in the room.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. She wasn't the brightest egg in the room.
But yeah, she could sing and dance, so yeah.
Exactly. Her touching story had the emotional damage.
Only one person died, bro.
It very key person die that could be a potential waifu.
Yeah.
Emphasis on that.
Yeah.
Enough of this touching story. Next anime.
Dr. Stone.
Ah, yes, Dr. Stone. That's...
I stopped watching it at the beginning of season 2. So, like, yeah, I can't say much on it. So, but I know it
seems like your brain couldn't handle the heat.
I'm a mech student, please. If there's anything, it's you that can't handle the heat.
What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Don't lie. You know what it means. You guys can't comprehend.
We grasp everything that surrounds us.
All you do is what. No, but multiply. All you do is add and subtract, and you call it a day.
You see, things have to be added and subtracted. And besides, we don't really deal on math. We deal on designs and freaking concepts, man.
We also do
how
designs.
To fit things together.
We also do designs.
You guys make things move, bro. You don't deal on designs. You deal with motion.
We also deal on designs too. How do you design a car if you don't design a car?
Get the architect to design the
do
car.
Architects design cars?
They are design engineers, which are like some sort of variants of architecture.
Well, more like you guys are a variant of us.
Bullshit. I sense bullshit.
Okay. You just warn yourself. Or I'll push you inside civil engineer department.
Yes, yeah.
Hell Paradise also came out this year. It was flowery. It was so flowery.
It was beautiful.
There was so much flower everywhere in that anime.
Of course, it was like they were in an island, for God's sake. Like, deserted island, deserted for years.
I don't know. I feel like the hype for when everyone was like, Hell's Paradise can come out and look nice and good kind of felt not as up to the hype. I don't know.
Compared to when it came out?
Yeah, I think it's like, initially, you know how the hype normally goes now. The people that read the manga will probably be like, oh, this is going to be good, it's going to be mad, shit, around. Then the anime comes out, I'm like, okay, it's good, it has good stuff, it has this thing going on. But later on, when the anime is done, it went forgotten, completely forgotten. Like, it literally escaped my mind that I watched it this year.
Wow.
It didn't leave that mark. Maybe it's because I heard that they have barely done things, yeah. They have barely reached anywhere.
Yeah, it depends on where you guys stopped, though.
They stopped at where they were showing the effect of what this thing... Tao does to each... To everybody differently. Does things differently to everybody. So that was where they stopped. Now, one kind of summarized the way they were showing all the people that used Tao mistakenly or intentionally and how it was affecting them. I think the main character was that he was blind or something like that. Not sure if he was blind, but something happened to him. So yeah, and someone else, forgetful memory. Main character, he couldn't remember stuff. Then some other people, different other things like that. That's where they kind of stopped, man. It doesn't feel like they really went deep into that thing. So
yeah,
like,
they haven't gotten
the hyped places yet to come yet to leave that mark. That is.
So, when they start getting to like the main, like the fortress or where those kami or what do you call it again?
Yeah, they're about to go there, but they have not really entered.
Yeah, when they enter and then start to fight, and then they now meet some. Have they met some weird looking guy?
Plants. Yeah, they met one plants guy.
Yeah, one
taking care of one small girl like that.
That girl, yeah. You're getting to there, but you're not getting
there. They fought one of them, yes. I think that was the last thing that happened in the episode. They fought one of them.
One?
They fought just one and we managed to win. Right, yeah.
So he had the plant, the tower has not really affected his body yet.
Yeah, you know, that he finally, like, that's why it told the ended in when thing showed his effects and his body was like, who are you guys? After when he woke up. That's how they ended it. Every other person.
Yeah, you guys have kind of a long way-ish. Not that long, actually.
The manga didn't look like it's long enough to be that much.
Yeah, it's like 120-some chapters.
So I'm thinking maybe this, after the second season, that should be
That should be it, actually.
Man, that'll be the first, yeah. Most things that are coming out are just having season 1, season 2, season 3, and now this one does probably have one or two. And as if they don't make it a movie now, capitalize on it.
Milk it.
No, Milky Way is young. Mappa doing the best.
Michael, Michael first.
Marshall came out and the animation wasn't a letdown, but like, no, they could have made it less.
It was all right. It was all right.
Less. What's that word for it? It looks exactly like the manga, but at least they've added some nice small polishing here and there.
Actually, the colors look. What's the word?
It feels like when you have a drawing on a page and you color it.
Yeah.
It looks clean, but when you go closer and zoom in, you see most of the colors are still coming out of the line.
Exactly.
I think that's what is there. I believe that's what I'm feeling when I look at Marshall. But the comedy is good. You know, and wait. The comedy is bronze.
Where's your bronze?
It's not hard hitting. I feel like it might be hitting more in manga form.
Yeah,
than
it hits harder in manga form
than anime form. The anime form is just like One Punch Man. I mean, Saitama going to Hogwarts, according to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like Saitama, but just kind of more boring in one way. He's quiet and does one-liner stuff that like funny, but like. Yeah, there's this thing. There's
exactly,
this
thing. It doesn't work well in anime.
I don't know why it's not working well like that. But Saitama is pulling it off well in the anime.
Actually,
the manga. I don't know. I feel like there's this thing they need to fix. I don't know what it is, but shall they find out that missing link?
Yeah, missing link.
Missing link. And well, the season 2 should be able to handle that. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming. I feel like it's coming this January, sure.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it like some time ago.
Yeah. Konosuba, the special of Megumi, Just Megumi, came out this year and it was not up to what I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watched like 3 episodes, you know, Konosuba bringing vibes, bringing memories and stuff, but man, just only Megumi. It's a letdown.
It was Just Megumi, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Just Megumi. Megumi in our village. In their village, doing stuff. She was way smaller then.
Coming up.
Then she was with Union and stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for Konosuba season 3.
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
Yeah. He had the same animation style, and that is what I hoped for. That's what I just hoped. That animation style of H1. That's animation. Guy, it was just. I missed it.
Sure. Anyway, I'm back to how much of a letdown Megumi is.
Why are you bringing that up again?
It was vexing me. You know, Megumi has a special place in my heart, but why did they have to just not bring that out? You know, I mean, she's a minor and everything, but like, I mean, you know, make her as funny as the original.
You lolicon.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not a lolicon.
All right,
I am but a respecter of what's the word?
Of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it wasn't that much of a letdown, but like, I mean, it wasn't as funny.
What would you rate it?
Four.
What do you rate it? Four. Wow. Okay. Sure.
I didn't finish it, but let me just say to where I watched it and stopped. Four.
3 episodes in. Good enough to judge.
3 episodes is not enough to judge you.
Is it?
It's not. I think it was a 12 episode anime, so that's not enough to judge.
Yeah, it's not. 3 episodes, I just like starting. It was like a slow burner, then nah.
It didn't look like it was leading to anything. Just like they were just showing her day to day life, maybe how she became more friends with Union, but still rejecting not being friends with Union.
Sundry type shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Sundry type shit.
Something like that. Yeah, Heavenly Delusion also came out this year.
Peak anime.
That's animation.
Peak anime once again.
Unexpected, actually. Very unexpected.
It just came out from nowhere. It came out from the bushes and latched onto us like some hunting animal. Bro, that's... What? That anime came and just left us with a mark.
What kind of mark are you talking about?
The good kind.
All right, let's hope it's the good kind.
Yes,
but basically, what else happened in the anime? I think they took a different directing style than the manga. Because when I started reading the manga before the anime, it felt like some things they did linear in the manga was done like cuts from here, joining another place, backstory and some stuff like that. So it was pretty cool what they did. Just nice. That's all I can say. Nice.
Well, the way it's like, I think the directing, the way they directed the anime instead of the way they did the manga, it just like cut and replaced another place.
Is that not just what I just said?
That's well, I'm explaining it in a different way, but still the same. Whatever.
There's a way they dealt with also with like grueling topics that wasn't so well done in the right. No.
Like how someone was a lesbian.
Yeah, like casually just said, it looks like that. Oh, yeah. All of us. What? There was something else that happened. I think it's in that factory where those children were.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened that they just said it so casually. I'm just like, but
did anyone see this?
No, like they say things that have deeper, that have deep meaning in certain ways, and they're just, it's so casually said.
Like, oh, he said that, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they use humans to do this and turn them to this one. Oh, yeah, true. The children in the facilities are going to be used to feed or do this one. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Make sure not to allow any of them know about it or talk about it. Just talking about it in a freaking board meeting, like it's just fries and chips on the table.
Fries and chips.
About to be sold or something. It was like they were just doing it just still in your face, and just like you're the one that's just going to have to pause your anime
and just
take a deep breath,
soak it into
on pause and continue, and just act as being normal about it.
It was still peak though.
Yeah, peak milk.
No one but that's
what else came out this year? I think Black Clover. Yeah. That's that movie came out
next.
Oh damn it!
I think we had a whole episode about that.
Yeah,
but it's sucking.
It was beautiful. Let's leave it as that.
Yeah, it was.
Season 7.
It was cool.
Thumbs up if you liked it. Season 7 came out this year. I'm not sure how much people know about it, but if you listen to the episode that we talked about, Donghua, which is Chinese anime.
Donghua.
if you remember the episode which we're talking about Chinese animes, we mentioned it as one of a good recommendation, and they dropped a new season this year. Again, it feels like the barely scratched the surface in story.
Oh, come on, I've not watched it yet.
Yeah. Anyway, it barely feels like they scratched the surface in storytelling. It's like they're always moving an inch every season. An inch. And we're just there. Okay, well, what's in my next scene? But they always have good fights.
Warm movements.
What?
Warm.
What can you explain by warm movements?
You know, like how the warm moves like a one and the one.
Never mind. Yeah. This other Chinese anime came out this year. What do you call that? That fluidly moving anime. That stuff that is like, it's like,
oh yes,
like water in a
fog hill of five elements. Fog hill of peak elements. Yes.
All I've seen are clips. I don't know why I haven't found somewhere to download it and watch it. But like, yeah,
I mean, that stuff. So hack the Chinese government and just steal that database on Donghua.
Yeah, yes. Then Link Click. This year had all the three major
ones.
Chinese animes that were a lot mainstream than the rest. Really came out. That's impressive.
Impressive for Chinese.
Link Click still doing what it does best.
Traumatizing us.
Leaving you in cliffhangers and
the cliffhangers were like, these are not cliffs no more. These are mountains, guys.
Every episode had mountain cliffhangers. Last episode, mountain.
Straight up mountain guy, like,
man.
Jeez, we did a whole episode dedicated on just explaining what went down.
Man, let me see. What happened in the last episode? I wanted to explain it now. I'm going to explain it now. It stopped in the last episode when, okay, this might be spoilers. Spoilers if you haven't watched it, by the way. It stopped where they showed a back flash of the guy with the white hair seeing that the guy in the black hair died, and well, he clapped himself and went back to the past. Now he's in the present, which is why he behaves the way he is, to try and stop that guy from the black hair from being dead because of whatever reason it is. And everything that's been happening so far, he already knows about it, technically. So the crucial question is, when did he come back to the present, which is what we have been watching from season one?
True.
Is it from season one? Is it from this season two, one time in season two? Or just
was it when
recent,
he nearly died? Or did he actually die that time the girl stabbed? Then that girl stabbed in the ending of season one. He actually died then, clapped himself to the past. He's now actually made himself. I don't know.
Like
what
you're
I'm
just
saying.
Trying to complicate things worse now. Then there's this new nigga that just came out from nowhere that looks like as if he knows about these powers and stuff like that. It's just crazy. Yeah, so what else? I think that's all. That's how he ended, right?
Yeah, that's basically how he ended.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Then
I think that's thing again.
JJK, Bleach. Shoko Tensei.
Bleach.
Man, Shoko Tensei had a lot of controversial stuff happening.
Like, how about him being an adult and having such characters?
Such vile thoughts to a lower aged person.
Him being like a pedophile, but he still has a child's brain, basically.
Yeah, basically, still growing.
From him being a short term for like his entire life, how he just suddenly adapts to himself being a grown up. Just by a change of scenery.
Okay.
Doesn't work that way.
I mean, there was nothing else. All he had to do was be a good person. But he never knew how to be a good person in the first place.
Exactly. He never knew how to be
Can't
a good person.
Can't blame him. Bleach went hard this year.
Bleach touched a very special place in my heart. It, like I said, like a wild animal jumping out of the bushes.
That sounds then, like what you explained for something else.
No, like a wild animal jumping out of the bushes, latching onto you, and just scratching you.
How is that a good thing? That mark of pleasure. I don't see how that's a good thing.
Shut up. That mark that makes you feel all right. It gives you this satisfaction. The storytelling.
Did you finish it?
Shut up. Yes, I almost did, but it. That doesn't matter right now. What matters is Bleach came and came hard. Yes.
I'm not going to interrupt.
I'm not taking that back. I said it. There we go. I said it.
I'm sure people beg to differ with JJK though.
Screw JJK. Ichigo is the guy.
I was even expecting that Naruto to actually come out this year, so it's
be
like...
Why didn't it come out this year?
I don't know, probably delays or something. But you know one thing about this year that no one can actually deny? That's been the year of One Piece.
Hands down, straight up, no one can
from
say
all
jack
sides, from
squat
all sides,
about it.
Live action, the anime, what's the third thing? The manga,
this
a lot of stuff.
This story dominated three mediums in the same week, bro.
It's
manga, anime, live action, that same week had all these three things going down.
And everything was going banger for banger,
smoothly,
man.
Smoothly, bro.
Was just
One Piece
smooth.
Killed it this year. And I saw another news somewhere. It's like the Crunchyroll said that One Piece is going to, like, next year is the year One Piece, like this year, 2024. It's going to be the year One Piece again. Like, what? I thought last year was the year of One Piece with Gear 5 and Gear 5th and
Gear 5?
Gear 5th.
Gear 5?
He said it in the anime. We watched that.
But you
I
see,
showed you that exact scene.
Is the,
he
is the
said
Japanese
Gear
for?
5th.
Is it Japanese? You can't say 5th. See, I'm trying to justify good English. You're trying to justify
anime. I'm trying to justify the source material.
The source material said Gear 5.
Source material said Gear 5. As is the anime.
Read the manga. You've read the manga.
Not
said Gear 5.
A damn Gear 5. He said it himself. Luffy, the owner of the gear, said it himself.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror when you say Gear 5?
Proudly. Very proud. Use high shoulders, broad shoulders.
Gear 5.
Gear 5.
That sounds normal to you.
Very normal.
This is why architects are always beating.
This is why we have the concept to adapt to every situation.
What are you trying to
you
say?
You see, English say gear 5. We adapted to Japanese. Now we are saying gear 5.
You just justify bullshit.
Yes, I did.
It's sad.
I'm too good.
Freeran was a very good touching story.
Let me not. This may sound wrong. That sounded wrong actually. But let me just calm down.
There's one thing that came out that everyone was expecting we'll be able to recover from last season, but they didn't recover.
What was that?
Shield Hero. I really hoped they recovered. Like, I literally downloaded the first episode and it was looking promising. But later on, I didn't think of downloading it again.
MC didn't see
it. And that shows a lot. Well, that says a lot.
Why did Shield Hero fall?
I really don't know. Why I didn't read the manga, fall? So I'm not really.
I'm reading the manga. Seeing this thing just build up. I'm just like, I am filled with joy seeing that I started this anime and yes, I went to the manga and yes, it's still giving me the same thing. Still giving me the same amount of hype. And then I'm just looking back, just look at, wow, that's where I came from, the anime. Let me just look at it. Let me just get a peek. But no, I'm not seeing what I saw before. What is that? Jeez. Are they deviating from the manga or something?
It'd be like, I think they're trying to be like, you know, directing their own way, adding a couple of CGs here and there.
I mean, our CG tortoise was disturbing.
It was... Yeah, very stupid.
Like, in the manga, I feel like the manga is freaking better. Yeah, straight up. I'm not even holding back anymore. The manga is freaking better. Like, anime is trash.
In a lot
fuck
of
you,
ways,
your anime.
Bro. Then the one anime that actually went on a break, on a hiatus. The first anime that went on a hiatus during a weekly drop that's the regular right now.
What?
Oh shit, I introduced that the wrong way. There was an anime that came out this year. I went on hiatus due to what happened to JJK, but it got to them way worse than what happened in JJK.
All that.
Like, the animators had some issues here and there, the overworking, blah, blah, blah. The regular stuff for Japanese studios.
MAPPA.
Yeah, MAPPA. MAPPA is spearheading, but every single studio have their issues.
Mm.
But we always overlook it because we're getting our episodes every week. But yeah, Zom 100 said fuck it and just stopped producing the anime.
We are taking a break now. We don't care about your anime. We are taking a break. We care about our staff.
I feel that was a good call, but in a way, it brought the hype down because the first episode was the first few episodes that they dropped was really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the manga too is good. So like, yeah, everything was going well and that whole hiatus and well, most people forgot about it and diverted back to JJK. And now we have a whole lot more. We have a whole lot more JJK people everywhere. Even just this morning.
I was about to say, speaking of JJK, your niggas got calmed down actually. This morning, just as I was just eating my breakfast, I just scroll through Twitter. I open this app. Let me just scroll through Twitter and just see what's going on early this morning. And I just saw this disturbing tweet of JJK fans slandering and just disrupting Sakamoto Days.
Bro,
it's like when it's disturbing.
How do I put this in a good way?
They insulted this manga. They basically insulted this manga.
They were just, it's like when you're finished, when there's something everyone's on, finishes, and now they're looking for something else to like divert on or just transfer all those hates and anger in which they were pushing on to the series. They just see something new and they decide to jump on it. I feel like this is literally the last episode, literally this week the last episode dropped and this just happened. Imagine what damage they will do before the next season, bro.
Okay.
Man, calling the next arc though is going to be fire. It's going to be better.
I thought this arc was the fire arc.
No, yeah, this I let us say this arc is the fire, and that arc is volcano.
What the hell,
bro? The calling arc is going to be more complicated. with the rules, and yeah, way more, I don't know, say depths, but that's where we're going to see our life-sized cockroach.
Ah, I see.
That was a fight. That cockroach got hands, bro.
What the hell?
There will be this scene. There's this particular scene I'm waiting for to happen. In that calling, and it's going to happen in anime form. Bro, that scene is going to be mad. Not about animation, just how it happened, that scene. It's going to be equivalent to almost how Gojo and Sukuna's fight went down, but this one was a three-way fight.
Between Woohoo,
Yuta, the cockroach, and one other random nigga like that.
Huh. Yuta came.
Came, alright.
Of course he did.
But yeah, calling arc is going to be a banger arc, as usual for JJK. But so yeah, that's that.
JJK be doing the most.
No, actually, they did a lot. The most letdown anime this year, in which I was hyping, and they end up living up to the hype due to I don't know what reasons, but Undead Unlock.
Guy,
I don't know why it went down.
What happened?
What made it? I can't explain it. Bro, it had everything that was possibly good, but what made it not reach its full potential?
I think I know. It got overshadowed, man. JJK came out same time with JJK.
That's one thing, but there's this conversation I was having with this person on Twitter. I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
I can't remember the person's, what do you call it?
Handle, profile name.
Yes, I can't remember the handle. But we were having this conversation about anime is being overshadowed and whether an anime is really underrated because it's overshadowed, or it's just underrated because of preference, in a sense. So the scenario was that she was like, if an anime comes out, like now, for instance, in this situation, Undead Unlock came out, and JJK came out, and Bleach was going on a little bit. If it came out around the same time, will the anime be overshadowed, like regarded as underrated as Undead Unlock in this situation because it came out during that time, or because it wasn't good enough to be that high? And I was like, it's definitely because of overshadowing. Because you see the amount of people in JJK.
JJK has an entire toxic fan base, man.
They're reaching close to One Piece level at this point, for God's sake. The males and the females are.
They're all simps, man.
There's no good side anymore. But anyway, as you were saying, we're talking about how maybe it's because of the overshadowing or the anime being not up to your potential. And in this case, Undead Unlock has its potential, like enough potential, for goodness sake, to be able to reach but I don't know. I feel like there's this missing thing. You know, when he had flashy fight scenes now. He had enough fight scenes.
A very good first episode.
Intriguing power system and everything, but it wasn't just up there. Definitely, anime is coming out around the same season as other bigger animes tend to overshadow. But there's this thing that keeps on ringing in the back of my head, is that even if Undead Unlock came out in a season where there were less animes that were big, I don't feel to have still been as big as how JJK was. Are people anticipating every week? That's waiting for its leaks. Literally, JJK niggas just started turning JJK into drugs. They waited for leaks. They waited for the new episode. They waited for the manga panel to drop. And as soon as it just drops, they just attack it and just dissect it in every single way.
Look possible. For every single panel. Study it.
Yeah, await the next leak, the next week or something like that. Bro, it was very, very crazy.
Very gruesome
this
fight,
JJK
guy.
Period, man. Y'all need to chill.
So y'all need to calm down, actually. Yeah, you attack my Sakamoto this again. I'm gonna attack you, man.
Bruh, but for
real. Okay, but the Undead Unlock, it's not fair for the anime, but I get what you mean about that. It's not lacking this thing.
I don't know whether it's really lacking something, or is it just the preference? I feel that preference also plays a good role. Though there's also situations it can be overshadowed. Like Free right now, it's also good. But it's not really that good. it won't ever reach that.
Exactly. You know he has his limits.
Yes.
You know he has his limits because people will not prefer a fantasy anime to something like JJK
exactly.
or an action.
Just straight up like that. So I feel like the animes itself also have this thing on them that shows how far they can go. But Undead or Luxon was just actually surprising to me because he had almost everything needed for it to grow. But I guess not.
But he didn't. I think another consideration is like the fan base of it. It didn't have a wide enough fan base to promote itself.
That's true. People barely talked about the next episode
of Undead or Luxon coming out.
I barely literally saw anybody talking about it.
So it didn't have a fan base to promote itself. So it didn't have that growth for it to get out there, to those addicts.
And it was even like it's more easier to get into than even JJK, because JJK you literally have to go back and start from season one, then go to
the movie,
if you want to, then that first half, then this current half that they just finished too, you know, to get the current hype. But this one, you just literally have to start the season with everyone and you're there. But I guess not, apparently.
I guess that's too hard for JJK fans.
I feel it's mostly about preference and the thing that's mostly in your face that everyone recommends is good.
Exactly.
You might see Undead or Luxon come out once in a while and being, oh yeah, it's good and it's a good anime, it's this and that, but you're not seeing it enough time for it to convince you to, all right, I'm looking for a new anime, let me just decide to just start it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Quite sad, really. I was really hoping it really went well, but
exactly.
I guess not.
I had already manga. I hyped this thing so much in my head and to people around me. And, well, it didn't quite make enough noise for them to feel what I felt.
Partially, I'm kind of happy that happened. In a way,
you know, actually, it's like
how Sakamoto did right now is being fucked up with JJK.
He was
fans.
Quiet in his little peaceful
corner. It had
corner.
His own peak corner, just being there, being just a nice assassin comedy.
Exactly, that's that mixture of that blend of sweetness.
You didn't really need to start bringing versus battle and this one, that one.
Actually, he really
all,
did
all
not
of a sudden,
to.
I just started seeing Sakamoto, like, they brought the whole. What they call that group of those guys?
Order.
The order. They brought the whole order and then I brought Toji. You know, like Toji versus.
God
them.
Damn it!
They were just like,
what the I didn't even see
I
that.
I was
one.
Not like, what's going on here? Why is this happening? When did Sakamoto Day become this open for everyone to start dropping
exactly. Just pick one card and all slap it with another character. And they were trying to ship people. They had this. They were trying to ship people. They shipped this guy. Is it Nezumo, that guy with black hair that is in the order?
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
uses that weapon. With Sakamoto. Or is it no, with Slaw? Yes. X.
What is going on here?
They were trying to.
This is not
they
good.
Were trying
this
to.
This is not good. Oh, damn.
I got pissed this morning, man. This thing, it has to stop. It has to stop.
Oh, this is what I keep on. This is what I was telling. Oh, God. Man.
Forgot the person's hand, right?
I was trying to casually escape it, but no, you had to bring it out.
Yes.
Yes, I forgot the person's hand. But yeah, this is what I was telling a person.
Yes, a person. Early, yes, the human being.
Wow. Yeah, the good side and bad side, but this bad side really, well, really being an annoying side.
Man.
Well, that's it for 2023 animes. On to this year's animes.
No. Best we had a little extra.
The one thing everyone's looking forward to actually is I won't say JJK. Solo Leveling.
You actually even JJ.
Yeah, fuck JJK. I think JJK might be coming out 2025. Unless they are trying to push their staffs to the limits and bring it out at the ending of this year.
Go beyond one for all.
You're not seeing your families this year. Anyway, yeah, so Solo Leveling, they even have to do One Punch Man. They haven't even announced it. All right. So we have Solo Leveling coming out around this month.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see how that goes out. The animation from each trailer and teaser have been looking clean.
Actually clean. Pretty
and
clean.
Yes, this issue, it has its potential. And I trust
it to one. Don't worry.
If they were given permission to adapt everything clean from the manual without adding beeps and boops
here. Beeps and boops.
It will end up being a good animal.
But one complaint I have already though, why the change of name? They changed my guy's name to what? Yeah. What was that?
What was that? Let's just hope they revert it back. That's why I said if they adapt everything cleanly according to how the manual is, we'll have no issue. But be like, say,
guy, I don't want to know something. I prefer my son Jinwoo, bro. I don't want to know something else.
True. Then there's Class One of the Elites coming back.
Yes.
I haven't watched that too.
I have to get that.
That's true. Then Marshall, the next season. I hope they fix the color initiative.
Hope there's a step up.
Then Blue Exorcist. After 5 years or 6 years or so. I don't know how many years, bro. But how things many that where they I hear that they're continuing from the continuing from the Illuminati arc. So it's like they're continuing from where they stop.
That actually makes sense.
But it kind of is confusing. You have to go back and
rewatch that whole thing, man.
Rewatch your last season before you understand what's going on.
Because even now I read that, I've read the manga, I can't remember.
Bro, they barely release chapters, man.
It's like once in 3 months.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. I've gotten tired. I miss the days of just watching it reading it in a row.
Actually,
Watching the guy. The story is freaking good, though.
The story is epic. It's peak, actually.
It's really good.
I'm actually excited to see this thing. They actually get animated.
Yeah. Then
and they have enough source material for more.
Enough seasons, exactly. Then there's Great Pretender. I'm not sure much people know about this.
Yeah, I saw that.
But they're bringing out season. Is this season two?
Yeah, season two.
Is it literally season 2 or like a sequel? Because it looks like that girl is the main character now. The one with the pink lips.
Huh?
The dark person.
Okay. I thought you mean the other... Was it a fair one?
Yeah, it was a fair one, Sean. A blonde one. But the dark one. Seems like she's the main character now.
She's the main character. What about our boy?
I don't know. They might meet. Maybe it's a joint operation. Who knows?
Man, then screw that.
IQ is coming out with a movie.
Ah, yes.
God, I think.
Now, I'll make you watch this movie and you'll see whether you still have this lack of spice in IQ.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know what's fun with. Yeah.
Yes.
Then there's an adaptation from one of. Oh, how did I pronounce this nigga's name? Isano. Yeah. Ah. The guy that did. You asked me Pun Pun that they haven't.
Okay. Nah, okay.
Yeah, they're trying to adapt in Dead Demon something. That DDD. That manga has a lot of these D words together, yeah. I started reading it. I got bored.
Yeah, you got bored.
Yeah, I got bored. I feel like I haven't reached the really gripping part of it, so I just got tired and just stopped it and went on to other things. Yeah, but since the anime is coming, I might just ditch the manga and rewatch the old anime instead. Oh yeah, Pluto came out last year too. That was a very good anime.
It was
from Netflix, apparently. Apparently,
I thought you were hating on it.
Apparently, Netflix pulled it, but I feel like it's mostly because the author had a hand in it, and that's why. That's also why One Piece worked out. Live action.
Oda was there on the scene, bro.
Oda was there making sure they didn't do some Netflix bullshit to it. So I feel like the one source to make anything anime related on Netflix work is for the original author to be there to correct and not allow bullshit inside.
Mm-hmm.
Clean. Then I feel Demon Slayer should be bringing a new season this year. My Hero Academia is coming back with their tinted skies, you know, lack of clouds.
I am just hoping lack of colors. That this season, like what I saw in the trailer, is not what I'm going to see in the anime. No, I'm just having this glimpse of hope in my heart. Just let that be a prank. Let it be a prank. Let that trailer be a prank.
Oh damn. Then Slime is also coming out. I've given up on that for a while.
I'm still holding on. It's all right.
It has lost. It's all right. It has lost its spunk.
Actually, from season one, had me going.
I was enjoying where it was like it's growing together.
Exactly, it was getting stronger, getting revealed.
Like slowly and steadily. Before you know it, it's a demon lord. Before you know it, it's the most powerful being in this world. Now, what the hell is he going to look for?
What are you grinding for? You don't grind no more.
You're the cheat character everyone needs in this fucking game now. Just going around one-shotting everyone, but taking time to one-shot them because you need time to build, I don't know.
Cause plots, that's what it is, because it's plots.
Yeah, that's true. Then Konosuba. We're going to be seeing our gender bit. Mm. Oh, man.
Kazuma,
our
role model. That is our role
king
model.
Of gender inequality is going to be
gender equality, man. He would draw kick a woman if he has to.
True. Then Kaiju number 8.
It's actually next. Okay, next
it's
year,
actually
next
this year. Actually, I'm surprised they're able to pull it off. We have to drop it early this year. And it's looking clean so far, except for one person.
Looking pretty sharp.
Yeah, pretty sharp. But there was someone's chin that was supposed to be sharp, but they made it blunt. But anyway, I'm not...
Is that the main character?
Not the main character. The main character's chin is normal. His face is normal. It's
the monster.
The second character.
Monster thing. Kaiju.
Not the Kaiju.
The Kaiju number 8.
The Kaiju number 8 is him. That's the thing.
Huh?
He's the Kaiju number 8.
So there's a number one.
They're special kaijus.
There's a number
one. They're special kaijus.
There's a number one.
This is me entering the plots now. They are special kaijus, and he happened to be number 8. And the one that's
worse. So there's a number one?
Yes, there's number one.
Good. I just wanted to know if there was a number one. Hold on. Is the number one strong? Or
I
is it like a backwards type sequence?
I can't remember.
Like the later number is the stronger one.
I can't remember
it. Then the first,
all I know is that the main
numbers
guy,
are the weaker ones, and then okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who is the Sasuke to the Kaiju number 8?
There's no okay, no, that
they got that's, be a Sasuke to a Naruto. That's how anime works.
The female character,
huh?
The female character,
Sasuke ain't no woman, man.
Well, apparently, that's how it is now.
What the.
So yes, his female friend from childhood is the supposed what do you call those things? The antagonist, the
lolly.
Yes, she's the Sasuke to the Naruto. Never mind.
Straight up.
So like, yeah, that's mostly it. Mushoku Tensei is also coming back for the second call. I feel like Frieren too is also doing that.
Oh yeah. Wait, I never got to hold on. I never got to explain my feelings about Frieren. You see, Frieren is this peak anime about life after death. You see, this is not how a regular fantasy anime goes on with. Let's go and defeat the demon lord and have a happy ever after type shit going on. No, this goes the other way. The life after you finish killing the demon lord. What happens after then?
Huh? Yeah, sure.
Huh?
Sure.
Huh?
This only applies if you're an elf, though. Yeah.
Well, they still had their own lives. They were kind of youngish, old.
Oh yeah, that's true. They're kind of old,
adult type shit.
No, they were kind of young when they defeated.
Yeah, they were young when they defeated. So that means they still had their lives after they defeated the demon lord.
True.
Like, yeah, they had their lives like pretty long. Anyways, they had their own separate villages, they split up and...
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yes. I'm done with trying to understand your Frieren fetish.
It's... Might be...
Anyway, this year, Tower of God
found
might...
The waifu.
Tower of God might come out this year.
Though. Oh, yes! After... When was that? 2019? 2020? How freaking... But that... It has been a long time, man.
Hopefully...
It's been a long time coming.
They haven't dropped anything. The issue now about this is that they haven't dropped a trailer, a teaser, or anything.
They have just dropped an image.
Yeah. A still image.
A very still image, man. That showed Bam and showed one other guy with yellow hair. Who the hell is that?
That's the son of Zahad, yes. One of the prince of Zahad or something like that. Zahad, he doesn't want to be the prince anymore. He wants to go on adventures and stuff. So Bam ended up meeting him one testing ring like that. And apparently he now starts following Bam around. feel like that's episode one.
Bam is the Sasuke in this situation, because Bam got betrayed by that bitch over there. Then now Bam is now transformed into the Sasuke, because Kun was the Sasuke. Now Bam has been transformed, has been lifted to the rank of Sasuke, and now that guy, that Prince of Zahad nigga, is now the Naruto in this situation. Key plot to anime unlocked, people. I have solved 5D chess. Now I'm going to 6D. Wait for me, man.
No,
wait,
understanding was good. But yeah. What if Kun comes back now? What happened to him?
Who? Kun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, freaking Itachi or something, guys.
Yeah, that's most of the animes that are coming out this year. Hopefully, which one are you looking out for? Tell us in the freaking comments. Anyway, back onto other pressing matters.
Yeah, pressing matters.
Things are about to change here over Ditaku. We're about to renovate and reinvent.
What a freak.
As you can hear, we have a clean audio now.
Audio. We have fixed our audio issues.
Hopefully, it's going to persist throughout the whole season this year, which will be starting around
God knows when.
Not God knows when. Probably March, I believe.
Let's see.
January, February,
early
March.
Early
April,
March.
April. Let's see. Early March. Just let's give it as March. Not give any early or late. If it literally starts last year, March.
As a whole. Yes.
So yeah, let's give it as that. When John is most probably back from school, we should be able to start it. But before then, there are two things we would like you all to do. So I'm going to make this a forum.
What the hell? It's making this sound so formal. It's a forum.
All right. I'm going to make this question and answer questionnaire stuff, a Google questionnaire that you're going to be seeing in the description down below about the episode. There'll be two. One will be for filling in for being a guest. Now, most of you might not really know, but all the guests who I've had so far have never been with us physically. Not even the ones I know personally, people I know personally that have been on this show. Yeah, none of them have been here with us physically. And we are able to pull that off with good internet connection and
good
internet connection sometimes.
Good. Yes.
Yes. So yes, we're able to pull that off, and you too can be a guest if you want to.
You right there, you listen to this. You can be a guest. Now that only takes for you. It's only up to you now to be a guest.
If you want to, you can be a guest. You can talk about anything, basically, your opinion on something. We can go off on anything you want. We can make it a fun time for you if you want to be a guest, basically. So there'll be a questionnaire down below for if you want to be a guest, so that we'll get all the guests stacked up and ready and pick a day for you to record the episode down for this season, so that we'll have everything planned out to a certain level. Then the other questionnaire is going to be about things you want us to improve generally. So basically, we've been having a lot of sound issues since the first season was kind of stable due to some things we're doing. The second season was this season is the most unstable in terms of sound. I know if you guys really have the chance to meet us face to face, you would have asked what the hell is going on with the sound almost each episode, having different sound here, good sound here, bad sound here,
studio
sound here.
Not difficult. That's all we have to say.
Chicken sounds here. But there's a lot of things that happened this season. Complication. And fun facts, every episode this season were recorded in 1 week. Most episodes. For the first time we released, everything was recorded in 1 week in this. That's how it was done this season. And most season too, depending on how planning goes. And school mostly fucks up all our plans. So here's how we're going to be doing. We're going to be telling you guys when school's about to fuck up, make us have a break. So in case, so that you guys will know, in case.
Not hiatus.
Hiatus is a long break.
It's a break. Break is like a hiatus, son.
Hiatus is a break.
A longer break
than break.
Then break is still a break, though. The break is still breaking, man.
Well, anyhow, it's just for you guys to have a sense of, okay, we're going to be on a break for a while till school is over. But For me, school is done. I'm done with school, but I still have something to figure out and do in school, which makes me have this 1 year, 2024, being free for me until the ending of this year, till I've settled that issue, mm-hmm. though. Anyway, yeah, so I'm probably have this whole year free to do a lot of things. So that's why I'm trying to like do a lot more things. So now, in this questionnaire, this second questionnaire, you're going to have to, I won't really go into detail on what's going to be there, but when you open it and see it there, there'll be a lot of things in case, like, just installed. In case you want us to increase the time of the podcast, like right now, this episode is running on 1 hour plus. And yep. Well, if you like episodes, if you like the episodes to be like this always, you can let us know. Or if you just want it to be, I don't know, close to 1 hour, but not so 1 hour, or how it is normally before, you can let us know. We can just adapt and change and make things better. And if there's other things you want us to improve, like maybe more topics, you can also, you can recommend topics for us to talk in. If you want us, we can create a group chat for, if you want to be inside and just influence how things go. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to run an ad, now here's how this one's going to go. You don't need to pay us, but like, you can, we can help you run an ad for something. Then, you know, how I put this, we can help you run an ad just for us being testing yeah, how to like, run an ad from our own end. And yeah, basically that's anything else that we'll be asking. Oh yeah, anything you like to add? Maybe if you like episodes that we talk about things that are not exactly anime all the time. Like, we experimented this season with an episode that's basically about fruits.
Yep.
I don't know what the consensus about that episode is, whether it's good, whether they enjoy it, or whether it shouldn't. Well, no, that's not our area of specialty.
It shouldn't be.
Exactly. Just let us know. And if you want us to talk about other things besides anime, you can let us know a couple of topics. Or reach out to us one-on-one. Anyway, the two questionnaires are separate. And I don't know. When you go there, you can just answer a few things. Tell us a few things.
You figure it out.
Tell us what you want us to do and do the necessary. We'll hopefully work on your responses, because I'm planning on doing way more this time. We just started our TikTok channel recently, and yeah, I'm trying to figure out how TikTok works. I'm surprised everyone has a lot of followers on TikTok. I really don't know how they're doing this, but yeah. I'm planning on posting more on YouTube, TikTok, IG if I have the time. Then yeah, basically, so that's if there's any way you can help, just for you testing your skills, not down
exactly
not for commissions or anything, like, but
just
like,
think of us as a free shout out platform.
Yeah, like you could just do here and there, we just put your name and credits and stuff like that.
Yeah, credits. Sure, credits.
But yeah, basically. So yeah, there's a lot more in store for this year, and we're hoping to be able to deliver on it. Yeah.
That's
it for the questionnaire. That's it for the episode. Have a happy new year, and I hope your year goes great. Make sure to hold tight
to your new year resolution.
Exactly. Hold tight to your new year resolution. No grief. No grief for anybody. Anybody enter?
Shaky.
Oh, I hope you get what you need this year, and I hope whatever you have planned for works out well. Happy New Year, and we'll see y'all in the next season. Season 3.
New fonts and graphics.
I don't think that's all we have for what we have installed, but yeah, sure.
New fonts and graphics.
Fonts and graphics. You have time to be checking out for fonts and graphics.
Well, sort of.
Alright, that's it for the episode. We'll catch y'all in the next one, which is the next season. Ciao.
Yeah. Later. Beta.